Good evening, Truth Seekers. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for tuning in on this, the 66th day since the Times of London. Yeah, London. Since the Times of London reported the existence of minutes taken at a secret meeting attended by the highest members of the Blair government, and that meeting showed how the Bush administration developed plans for war against Iraq based on absolute lies and deceptions and fake intelligence reports, and Tony Blair's government decided to go along with it. Since that war began, nearly 1,800 Americans have now been killed in combat that we know of. Thousands of additional soldiers, ours, soldiers of the UK, soldiers from Italy, soldiers from Spain, have had their arms and legs blown off. They've had their hands and fingers destroyed. They've had their eyes blown out. And hundreds of these men and women have been driven to the edge of insanity. Additionally, tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including uncounted numbers of children and babies, have been murdered by the United States in a continuing act of gross terrorism. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this atrocity on the front page of every newspaper, every day? Why is it not the lead story in every radio and television newscast, every day? And why are the media not demanding the resignation or impeachment and trial and conviction of George Bush and Dick Cheney? Both of these men are war criminals. They have committed acts of international terrorism, and they have committed treason against the United States. They are war criminals. I'm not sure exactly what to say about the attack in London today. I received a bunch of emails, and I think I'll let them speak for themselves. Some of them came from the UK, some locally. Before we get started with that, just a couple of announcements. Cindy Sheehan of Gold Star Families for Peace. That's gsfp.org and afterdowningstreet.org. Cindy Sheehan will be our guest tonight in about half an hour. If you haven't read it yet, go to BuzzFlash and read her interview. She recounts her chilling meeting with George W. Bush. And the other announcement, look for William Rehnquist to resign tomorrow. He'll make the announcement. William Rehnquist will be stepping down as the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. That's all over the place. Tony Trupiano's radio program reported that. Raw Story is reporting it. Brad Blog is reporting it. And Republicans in the House Judiciary Committee are feeding those rumors. So tomorrow, in the morning, Rehnquist gone. As my kids grew up, I tried to explain to them the importance of telling the truth. And actually, believe it or not, in some instances, especially my son Chris, I based it on the story of the boy who cried wolf, the fable. The boy who was bored and kept, as he watched the sheep and on the edge of the village, he kept crying wolf until finally, and no wolf, of course, the villagers kept showing up. Finally, when the wolf came, no one believed him. And the point to my kids as they were growing up was essentially the same point that my mother made to me. And my grandmother, too, actually. And the point was very simple. If you don't tell the truth, there will come a time when you're just simply not believed. Nothing you say will be believed. Everything you do will always be questioned. This is where I'm at with George W. Bush. Perhaps you are, too. And that's one of the reasons that the first thought, and I don't know whether I'm ashamed of this or neutral about it. I'm not sure. But the first thought today, when I started hearing the reports of what happened in London, was simply, oh my God, the Bush crime family has done it again. Because it was just the other day when the UK announced that they would be pulling out most of their troops and leaving this half-assed coalition of the willing with about one leg left to stand on. That was just earlier this week. And then today, the bombings in London. And because I think Bush is a pathological liar, I think he's a sociopath. And I think everyone around him is a murdering thug. Anytime something like this happens now, I immediately believe it was an operation put together by the Bush crime family. Either using assets already in place in London or using our own people to set these explosive devices and kill innocent civilians. I can't help it. That's my first thought. Simon, who wrote to me this morning, said, "Hey, Mike, I live in Milton Keynes, which is a commuter town 50 miles away from London. And my thought is similar to one Michael Moore had after 9/11. If somebody did this to get back at Blair over his policy, they did so by killing people who did not support him. Most people in this country would have tossed Blair out if they'd had a direct vote over his fate. Over 1 million people marched in the streets of London against this war before it started, and many similar protests since. While I know we've probably brought this on ourselves, let me just have my moment of rage and say these bastards who did this need to pay." Simon, who listens in the UK. This is from Jonathan in London. "I'm an American student who is studying for a master's degree at the University of London School of Oriental and African Studies. The school is located in Russell Square, the site of the bus bombing. In addition, I live a single block away from King's Cross Station, the site of the largest bomb attack. I heard the sirens at 9 this morning and woke to find my host city under attack. I use the subway station daily and would have been likely been on my way to school this morning if I had not stayed up to listen to your enlightening talk show last night. I reacted by heading to King's Cross Station to offer any help I could to EMT services, but I was sent home. I wish to express to you and your listeners that this attack is an atrocious act committed by zealots. The United Kingdom and the United States and other allies cannot respond to this attack through the use of greater violence. Violence will beget violence. We cannot rationalize with those who have murder in their hearts, neither can we stop them by bombing their homes. Innocent blood has been spilled here, as it continues to be spilt in Iraq. I urge that we work to understand how these conditions have been created and how they directly relate to the economic and political realities of the Middle East. The Western world has to take partial blame for the authoritarian order in the Middle East, but rectifying the situation should not be undertaken through the use of the military. If there is a single lesson to be learned from this attack, it should be that our violence and our stranglehold in the Middle East has resulted in violence in the capitals of the West." Jonathan writing from London. This is from Paul. I also would like to send my condolences to the people of Great Britain on this tragedy today. I just can't differentiate between the sadistic terrorist attacks on innocent people in London this morning and our actions in Iraq. To me, it's the same. Except that our illegal action of murder in Iraq is justified by government policies, sanctions, and corporate interests. Like what my former Catholic clergyman would say, life's not fair. Ain't that the truth? This is from Steve. "Dear Uncle Mike, my head hurts and I can't seem to remember, are we at war with Eurasia or East Asia? Which one of these bastards bombed poor old London town this morning? My Fox box, which is always on and chattering and spitting and screaming in the background, tells me this dreadful event is actually a good thing in the long run because it puts the war on terror squarely back on the front burner. They were incensed that the G8 was still going to focus on such pesky non-issues as global warming and aid to Africa. Thank dog, Rudy just happened to be in London town to soothe the terrified proles. So who really pulled this off? The Bush crime family and associates, also known as the Carlyle Group? Gotta go. 2 Minute Hate coming up. Love and kisses. Mel in the mountains of California. P.S. Good news for mankind. A gun ammo shop just opened on the way to the liquor store, which is really convenient for this pissed off broad as I try to keep my trips to town to a minimum. P.P.S. I sure wish Marge was one of my neighbors.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Bob.
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
You got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh, sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life, improve sexual performance and pleasure, slow down the aging process and look younger? Of course you would, but how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia, and stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is BP Manager, the natural way to support healthy blood pressure. This clinically studied formula helps support heart and circulatory health. A two-month supply of BP Manager normally retails for $59.50, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $28.84 with TH Vitamins' discount and a $10 coupon saving you over $30. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away.
21 past the hour.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to
get away. When Kathy first told me this morning, I don't know what I was doing, she said, oh, Jesus, you better come here. CNN is reporting, and she got it wrong in the initial report, but she said CNN is reporting hundreds of people killed in multiple bombings in London. And by the time I got to the kitchen, she said, I'm sorry, my mistake, hundreds of people injured and at least 35 dead at the time. And I thought to myself, Flash, and I have to apologize for this because, you know, I bleed for the people of... no, I don't. I ache. My mind feels like it's going to split open, just like yours, for the people of London now, just like I felt for the people of New York on September 11th. But I had an immediate thought of the acts of terror that the so-called coalition of the willing, led by George Bush's Defense Department, commits against the people of Iraq every single day. I remember 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago, Kathy? The shock and awe, the bombing. And we sat here and played live, for anybody who's listening, without the pictures, of course. How long was it? 16 minutes of bombing that was coming via CNN. CNN's always there, right? Explosion after explosion. The bombardment of Iraq. It looked like the bombardment of London during the dark days of World War II. When we attacked Fallujah several months ago, there was no mercy. There was nothing. We first attacked the hospitals. Jesus Christ! We attacked the hospitals. Now, it's difficult, isn't it, to put anything in perspective anymore with these Nazi murderers who are now running this country and setting us up over and over again for this sort of thing. I watched some of Bush today, and the swaggering idiot, I swear to you that he appeared to be relishing, enjoying, licking his lips like someone about to sit down to a plate of pork chops and grits and gravy, standing there behind Tony Blair, and making it sound like this was all about him and his filthy, putrid, unending war. Do you realize, Truth Seeker, that Bush has started something that your grandchildren will still be dealing with? Unless we get rid of these sons of bitches and get someone in power who can start talking and stop bombing. But I couldn't help but think about Fallujah this morning. And the acts of terror that we commit on a daily basis, just like the act of terror committed today against the citizens of London, who are riding in the subway, or the tube as they call it, I believe, and the double-decker bus. And I can't help but think about the people in Israel and the people in the occupied territories who are blown up on a regular basis, although it seems to have calmed down a little bit there now. Huh? Is it too much to hope that maybe the Israeli-Palestinian thing is just stopped? At least the terrorist bombings from both sides? Is that possible to hope for that? What is it that we're getting out of this war against Iraq? I read yesterday that Iraq has signed a military alliance with Iran. Jesus. And someone suggested to the Iraqi defense minister, well, this is going to piss him off back in Washington. Or it was phrased a different way, of course. And the Iraqi defense minister, phrased a different way, said, screw him. We make alliances with whomever we want. I'm a uniter, not a divider, Bush said. Iraq and Iran had an 8-year-long, was it 8-year or 6-year-long war of attrition? Hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of Iranians and Iraqis died. Like you, I'm just as human as you are. The people running our country are not human, but I'm just as human as you are. And when I started following some of the news this morning, like I couldn't help but do. Just an ache for these people who were doing nothing, nothing but trying to go to work. And thanks to Bush and Blair, they're dead. Or grievously wounded. And then I think about the people in Fallujah who are trying to just get by. And they're dead. And their children are blown to pieces. And how many children in London tonight are going to be crying because their mom or their dad or both are gone? And how many Iraqi children cry that every single night?
Why are we all fighting? Oh, why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. Forgetting where we've come from and all of this fight.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil. With extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles. Guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance. The oil that's changing oil.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Americans for Energy Independence at EI2025.org urges you to take action and free our nation from the grip of foreign oil imports. Before you purchase your next car, truck, van, or SUV, consider that $200 billion of our hard-earned dollars will be spent purchasing foreign oil, money that goes to many questionable governments. Nearly $40 billion will be paid to Saudi Arabia alone. You can make a difference, and your voice will be heard at EI2025.org. We must make the Middle East strategically irrelevant, and you have the power to help. Join us. Americans for Energy Independence is dedicated to making our country energy independent by the year 2025. But we need you. Get involved and explore the possibilities at EI2025.org. Together we can claim our nation's second independence. EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. We're returning to Brooklyn, Flatbush to be exact, and we'll be having some fun with our live audience at Vox Pop Coffee House. We'll also make sure you have the latest news from the aftermath of the London terror attacks. And we'll talk with New York mayoral candidate Congressman Anthony Weiner. It's Mark and Mark, the Lords of Flatbush, on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 26 before the hour. Cindy Sheehan is on the line. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I reckon. For the people who don't know who Cindy Sheehan is, she is... one of the founders of Gold Star Families for Peace, and after DowningStreet.org, she lost her son, who was 24 years old, her son Casey, about 5 days after he arrived in Baghdad to fight in Bush's war in April of 2004. And I know you and I have emailed before, but I just wanted to say I have a 26-year-old son. He was my youngest until... Kathy and I had a baby, and I can't imagine not having Chris. My heart goes out to you, Cindy. It just breaks for you, and for the other parents who've had to suffer through this.
Well, Casey would be 26 if he was still alive. He would have turned 26 in May, and I just want to say, you know, your baby, if we let these people continue their policies of imperialism in the Middle East, you know, kids her age, she may be fighting in the Middle East.
I know.
And it's just really scary. And you know what? These soccer safety moms and the NASCAR dads have to wake up and look at their kindergartners and say, wow, you know, if we let this eternal war go on, my kids are going to be fighting over there.
That's right. It's upsetting beyond belief. I can't believe what has happened in this country in the past 4 years, 5 years actually. I'll tell you what, Cindy. There's a lot of stuff to cover, but we promoted the fact you're going to be on the program. Had a lot of people email me and want to know in your voice. They've read the interview or they've read the article about the disrespect that was shown to you by Mr. Bush, and just wanted to hear in your own words what happened. I read what you wrote that he was just vacant. That there seems to be no center in this man unless it's. The center that you find in a serial killer.
Right. I hope I've never come in contact with any serial killers, but, you know, when I met George W. Bush, I met a man who is so disconnected from humanity. He can't even pretend to be a human being. You know, he was totally inappropriate and rude and disrespectful to my family. You know, and I know that we've had a lot of liars that have been our president, but I think that they can mostly pretend to be human. But I think when George Bush doesn't have a plug in his ear telling him what to say or a script to read, he doesn't know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he walked in the room where me and my family were, and the first thing he said was, "So who are we honoring here?"
Oh,
you know,
God.
He didn't even know Casey's name. He didn't know our name. He acted like we were at a tea party. He was so jovial and inappropriate. It's taken me over a year to process it and figure it out. And I still haven't. I still feel like maybe it was something that happened to somebody else or a bad dream I had. It was just really bizarre.
I can't imagine being able to contain myself or control myself had I been in your situation.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that? I know you were still in and still are and will be for the rest mm-hmm. of your life in a grieving process. But your son had only been dead 2 months, I believe, at
right,
the time. Is
right,
that right? How were you able to control yourself?
Well, we were all still pretty much in shock. You know, the shock is the thing that gets you through something like that, Mike. It gets you through the funeral. It gets you through the burial. It gets you through those terrible times. And when the shock wears off, the real pain and anger set in. And we were already angry. We already knew that Casey was killed for no reason, you know, that he was killed by George Bush. And we all knew that. But, and the whole experience is designed to intimidate you and just wear you out. By the time you meet with him, you're just so worn out. You know, I really don't think that even if we could have, we could have
mm-hmm.
been very strident about, you know. And we wanted him also, we decided as a family that we weren't going to question him about the lies because we knew he would just lie to us some more. And we didn't, you know, we didn't want that to happen. But we took pictures of Casey. We wanted him to look at his pictures. We wanted him to know that he killed a real indispensable part of our family, not just, he wasn't just another number, you know. And
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't look at the pictures. He kept avoiding them, you know. I'd say, you know, here, look at Casey when he was 7 months old. And he'd kind of glance over and then look away, you know. And he wouldn't let us talk about him or anything. And it was just really a bizarre experience. And he gave my oldest daughter, Carly, she said the dirtiest look that she's ever received from a human being in her whole life. She said it wasn't just dirty, it was filthy.
Mm-hmm.
If she had the temerity to agree with him. You know, he walked up to her and said, "I wish I could bring your loved one back to fill the hole in your heart." And she just goes, "Yeah, so do we." And she said that he gave her the dirtiest look. And then he goes, "I'm sure you do,"
mm-hmm.
to her.
Cindy, I don't have any slick questions or any pointed questions or really anything here scripted to engage you with in some kind of a Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to just tell us a bit about your son Casey. Why did he join the military?
Well, that's another long story. He was already in college for 3 years. You know, he had a great full-time job with benefits. He was on track. He wanted to be an elementary school teacher. He was majoring in drama. And he had been resisting recruiters since he was a junior in high school, which was
mm-hmm.
5 years. And finally, an Army recruiter got a hold of him, and you know, I guess he got a hold of Casey at a vulnerable point, you know, and he made at least 5 promises to him, and every one of them was broken, you know, to the bonus that Casey was supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be a chaplain's assistant, and when he got to boot camp, he was told that specialty was full, so he had to be a Humvee mechanic or a cook. You know, he was told he would get a laptop. He was told he would be able to finish college, you know. And Casey joined, and all those promises were broken. They didn't fulfill one of the promises. And he joined in May of 2000, and his recruiter told him, he actually told him, even if there is a war, you'll never see combat because you scored so high on the ASVAB test. You'll only be in a support role.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Casey was in the country 5 days before he was killed in combat. And when Casey came home and told me that, I said, well, honey, you know, I don't really think that your recruiter can make you that promise, because I think in a war, and if you're in the Army, everybody's a combatant.
Sure.
You know, and so that's the only promise I care about. You know, Casey was a real trusting, trustworthy person, and since he was so trustworthy, he expected everybody else mm-hmm. to be.
Now, since the Bush's war had not begun, nor at the time your son enlisted, nor had the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon occurred, what were Casey's was he old enough to have formed a political mindset?
He, of course, our whole family did not vote for George Bush. We didn't vote for him in 2000. Of course, we didn't vote for him in 2004. You know, lifelong right. Democrats. And by the time he went over to Iraq, he knew that the war was based on lies, and he knew that it was immoral, and he knew that it was wrong, you know, and I begged him not to go. And I said, I'll take you to Canada. I'll run you over with a car. Anything it takes, honey, please don't go.
Right.
And he said, Mom, I got to go. It's my duty, and my buddies are going.
Now, he'd been in the military at that point for how long, Cindy?
About 3.5 years.
About 3.5 years.
Yeah, by the time he was deployed to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when George Bush became the commander-in-chief, I just thought, wow, this is not good news for my son. And when 9/11 happened, that day it happened, I just thought, you know, I felt that was going to be Casey's death sentence, was 9/11 somehow.
Okay.
And I've just been in a deep depression since then, knowing that would happen. And it didn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
You know, which is so tragic.
What was Casey's attitude when Bush was selected as president in December, essentially in December of 2000?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was, you know, just disbelief, and, you know, just like almost what our whole family thought, which was just real ironic, was that how much damage can he do in 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
the most ironic and heartbreaking thing I've ever thought. You know, look how he's not only damaged me and my little circle of concern, but the entire world.
It's astonishing.
Because of him.
It's just astonishing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I've never seen anything like this. And you know, Cindy, I grew up during the height of the Cold War. You probably spent a good part of your adulthood in that milieu. Also, and I've never seen anything like what Bush has done. Cindy, can you hold on a minute?
Sure, no problem.
All right, let us do some commercials, and we'll come back and talk to Cindy Sheehan, whose son Casey was killed in Iraq 5 days after he arrived in Baghdad in April of 2004. She is one of the founders of Gold Star Families for Peace, gsfp.org, and afterdowningstreetmemo.org. Stay with us.
By your light, you tell me it can be done. By your light, the courage to carry on. Dear hope, appear like a friend. Clear a path for light's flame.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil, with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Planet Check. The Green Radio Minute.
The future of food is up for grabs. On the one side, there's industrial, corporate, multinational agriculture with patented seeds that are genetically engineered to be sprayed with a proprietary chemical.
That's filmmaker Deborah Coons Garcia talking about her new documentary, The Future of Food.
On the other side, there's small farms growing healthy food. So the problem with the genetically modified seeds now is that they do contaminate. You know, they can cross with non-genetically modified plants because they're patented. The company that owns the patent, Monsanto, for example, would own the new plants.
Learn more about the seeds of destruction at thefutureoffood.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0499.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
It's 10 before the hour. We're talking with Cindy Sheehan, one of the founders of Gold Star Families for Peace, GSSP.org, and AfterDowningStreet.org. I said After Downing Street memo. Leave the memo off. AfterDowningStreet.org. Cindy, I know that you remember when George Bush made that statement on the deck of the Frank. I believe it was on the deck of the USS Roosevelt. I think Lincoln. I'm sorry,
Abraham Lincoln.
On the Abraham Lincoln, right? Yeah. This had to have politicized you in a way that in a different way. I mean, all of us who have a brain, I think. Can't live in America in these times without being political. But
right.
To have had your son taken from you like this, it must have politicized you in a different sort of way. I just got an email from Kathy in New Jersey. She writes, I'm listening to your interview with Cindy. I have three teenage sons, and as you can imagine, I am terrified that they will become embroiled in this senseless war. I don't know how she can even speak or continue to live. But thank you for talking with her about her son. I wish more people could hear the stories of these young people who have been lured into this horrible war. And I guess I want to ask you that question, if you don't mind. How do you manage to carry on, Cindy?
Well, I think it's because I can't stand the thought of my son being killed for no reason, you know, for lies and betrayals. And I believe that his death, basically at the hands of George Bush, was meaningless and senseless and premeditated murder. And because I believe that, and I can't bring Casey back, no matter how, you know, how much I screamed, cried, or was depressed, or laid in bed, or wallowed in my own grief, you know, it wasn't going to bring Casey back. But I thought, if there's just anything I can do to save one life or shorten this war by 1 minute, then how can I lay here and feel sorry for myself when there's millions of people in harm's way in Iraq? You know, not only our own children, but the poor, innocent people of Iraq whose only crime, the crime they've committed, is just being born in Iraq.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what keeps me going. And I have three other children, and I want to give them a better life than I gave to Casey. And I'm hoping to have grandchildren one of these days. And I'm hoping that my grandchildren will have a world to live in. But if we let him continue and get away with, you know, his crazy policies, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, we understand on this program that a lot of people who listen to the program and don't call in, don't email, are you know, right wingers. They're supporters of Bush and this war. Of course, they don't have a relative, a son, a daughter, a husband, or wife in harm's way. They are more than content for other people's children,
right,
or spouses to make this the sacrifice for nothing. What would you say to them, the lurkers? I call them the right wing lurkers. What would you say to them?
Well, I used to say, put your money where your mouth is, and, you know, send your own kid over there, or you know, you look able-bodied, go over there and fight yourself. You know, but that's putting evil thinking after evil policies. You know, we don't want anybody to be in harm's way over there, even those people that, you know, I just tell them, wake up before it is you, you know,
mm-hmm.
because if there's no way that they can continue their policies without a draft, because you know the numbers, the recruitment numbers are going down. They're building mega bases in Iraq. You know, they have one the size of Sacramento, California. These maniacs never, ever plan on leaving that country.
No, they don't.
You know, and it's going to be a world war. You know, look what happened in London today. And
mm-hmm.
it's not because Al-Qaeda or whoever it was, you know, hates a constitutional monarchy. It's because they hate Westerners being in the Middle East killing Arab Muslims.
That's right.
That's what it's about, you know. And we have to wake up because the policies of this administration have not made the world safer. They've made the world a far dangerous place. And just because it hasn't hit us again, you know, doesn't mean that we live in a global space now. We don't live in our own little tiny communities just worried about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I ran into John Warner after I was on the Larry King show, and he said, you know, we've all had to sacrifice for this war. You know, and I looked at him and I said, what have you had to sacrifice?
And what did he say?
You've sacrificed nothing. I said, I gave my son for this mistake. And
mm-hmm.
I said, it was a mistake before, and it's a mistake now. And if you haven't even sacrificed a good night's sleep, and unless you're willing to do that, bring our children home now. And he told me, well, I guess, you know, I respect your right to that opinion.
Wow.
That's what he told me.
Did you suggest to George W. Bush that he had two able-bodied daughters that might want to put down their beers and pick up a weapon and go fight in his war?
Well, he did come up to me at one point, and he called me Mom through the whole thing, which I thought was really disrespectful.
Mom?
Yeah. I felt like saying, if I was your mom, you know, you wouldn't have grown up this way. But he came up to me and goes, Mom, I can't imagine losing a loved one. And then he started going through a whole litany of loved ones I could have lost, like your aunt, your uncle, your brother, your sister. I said, hang on a second. It was my son. My son was killed. And I said, I think you can imagine it. You have two daughters. How would you feel if they were killed in this war? And he barely got a flicker of humanity in his eyes. And I said, trust me, you don't want to go there. And he goes, "You're right, I don't."
Oh God! Hey, can you stick around?
Sure.
We have like a 7-minute break coming here. Can you stick around? Let's chat just a little bit more after the
sure.
top of the hour.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's do that.
Thank you.
Just stick around, Cindy. We'll be back in a few minutes with Cindy Sheehan, who is one of the founders of Gold Star Families for Peace. You can go to their website, gsfp.org, or go to afterdowningstreet.org. We'll continue the conversation with Cindy Sheehan right after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Yesterday, Judy Miller, a New York Times reporter, went to jail for not revealing a source to the prosecutor investigating the Valerie Plame CIA leak. And why, people ask, has Bob Novak, the conservative columnist, gone free? After all, he was the journalist who published the leak, outing a CIA officer who was married to a White House critic, after Bush officials handed him the information. The short answer is this. Under the law, it is not a crime to publish leaked information. Miller is going to jail because she refused to cooperate with the investigation. What this means is that Novak has, in some way, cooperated with the prosecutor. Yes, he squealed. But what did he tell the prosecutor? He won't say. But I think he owes it to Miller and to the rest of us to explain his actions. But he seems more concerned about self-protection than journalism. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can...
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. The UN Security Council has unanimously passed a resolution condemning the London attacks. The Council held an emergency session to consider the resolution proposed by Britain. The document urges all nations to help mete out justice to the attackers. Britain's UN ambassador says the Council meeting is very important to his country. Tony Blair, Britain's Prime Minister, is back at the G8 summit after a harrowing day in London, traveling home to deal with the aftermath of the deadly terrorist attack. Blair left the summit and headed back to London after learning of the bombings that killed more than 36 people and injured hundreds of others on subways and a bus. Blair delivered a statement promising an intense police hunt for those responsible, and he said he knew that most Muslims around the world deplore this act of terrorism. Back here, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says the government is raising the terror threat level for transportation in the United States. The alert, says Chertoff, is targeted only to the mass transit portion of the transportation sector, applying to regional rail, subways, and some city bus systems. Chertoff says there is no credible evidence of the attacks planned against the U.S., but he says the common sense suggests the step in the aftermath of the London attacks. A kidnapping, a killing, and a condemnation. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has condemned the killing of his country's top envoy to Baghdad. And an embassy official in Iraq says Egypt will temporarily shut its diplomatic mission there and has recalled its staff to Cairo. Word of Ihab al-Sharif's death was posted today on an Islamic militant web forum. Al-Qaeda in Iraq says it killed al-Sharif, who was kidnapped over the weekend, only weeks after he assumed his post in Baghdad. Mubarak labeled the diplomat killers terrorists and vowed that Egypt would not be deterred from continuing to support Iraq and its people. There are no widespread problems of prisoner abuse by medical personnel, so says our Army's Surgeon General. About 1,000 medical staff members who care for detainees in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay took part in surveys and interviews. Fewer than three dozen said they witnessed the abuse, and those who reported say it was dealt with on the spot. Lieutenant General Kevin Kiley says the alleged abuse included medics dropping a stretcher-bound prisoner from too great a height, delaying the administration of pain medication, and slapping a violent prisoner. Another Terry Schiavo ruling handed down. Florida state attorney says there was no evidence Terry Schiavo's collapse 15 years ago involved criminal activity. After the ruling, Florida's Governor Jeb Bush declared an end to the state's inquiry.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-354-1800. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-354-1800. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-866-354-1800. That's 1-866-354-1800.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1.
Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
It's easy to tell when something is wrong with a child, right? Not when it comes to their eyes. If they can't see the board, the book, or the numbers, they won't complain because they think everyone sees just like they do. That's why it's important for every child to see an optometrist before starting school. Not being able to read or learn because you can't see well doesn't trigger a warning. That's what an optometrist does.
Your eyes deserve an optometrist.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
We didn't know about this in the White House.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
Spend every day gathering information.
Visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I look forward to their words.
Air America. Radio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Welcome back. It is 6:30 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We are talking with Cindy Sheehan, who is one of the founders of Gold Star Families for Peace. That's gsfp.org. You might want to check that out. And there's another website you might want to check out that Cindy's connected to, and that is afterdowningstreet.org. Cindy's, at the time, 24-year-old son, Casey, was in Iraq for 5 days in April of 2004, and he was killed there in George Bush's murderous war. Cindy, if you don't mind, I want to ask you again about your visit to the White House. And I have to preface this by saying... I despise George W. Bush. I've never met him. You've met him. I despise him. I despise his administration. I refer to all those around him as the Bush crime family. Right. I think this man is amoral. I do believe he has the soul and heart, if those are the right terms, of a serial killer. I just have nothing good about him. When I see him on television, I feel the bile rise in me. Now, I've never had a reaction like that. Even Nixon... At the height of the crimes he committed, did not get that kind of a visceral reaction out of me. And I don't know where this is coming from inside me. You have met him, and you have been around him, and I appreciate what you said during the first segment there, that sense that there's just no there. But let me ask you, how did you get the invitation to the White House in the first place? Didn't Bush know your feelings about this war and your son? And I guess you hadn't started Gold Star Families for Peace at the time, right?
No, I doubt if I'd be invited again. But just let me clear something up. We didn't meet with him at the White House. It was Fort Lewis, Washington.
Okay.
And what he was doing before the nomination for the RNC, he was going to military bases, and, you know, he likes to speak in front of, you know, hand-picked captive crowds like that.
Right.
So he would go to military bases, and whenever he spoke in front of one of the crowds, he would invite some families that had their children killed in the war.
I see.
Or the occupation of Iraq. He wouldn't invite them. What happens was Fort Lewis, Washington State is the fort that takes care of our area. So they just started contacting families to see if they could come and meet with him. We were told that the president wanted to have a sit-down with us. And so, you know, we figured it was a free trip up to Washington State for our family, and we really just wanted to know what he was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we were invited. But during the little... whatever you want to call it, that the time we spent with him, we were told that he wanted to give us his condolences, and he had no consolation in him. You know, he wasn't sorry one bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody really has to have a heart to be sorry and to reach out to another human being. This man has no heart, or if he does, it's very black. And I felt no warmth, no... like I said, no consolation, no sincerity at all. You know, he is actually just a blank, you know. I didn't feel a lot of evilness either. I didn't really feel that much from him, you know. But I'm like you, he makes me physically ill, and I had to watch his speech because I had to comment on it. So I had
sure.
to watch his last speech, and normally I'd rather stick a pair of chopsticks in my ears than hear him speak. I just usually read the transcripts of it, so I don't have to watch him speak. But it was just, and so I asked him, I said, what are we doing here? I said, we didn't vote for you in 2000, and we're sure not going to vote for you in 2004. And he told me it's not about politics. And, you know, that's all it's about is about politics, because he doesn't go to any of the funerals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't even see the flag-draped coffins come back. It's like they're ashamed of our children when they should be ashamed of themselves for sending them there. And so it was all so he can get up in the RNC and say, I meet with the families. It's hard work.
Oh, God.
And
oh,
every
God.
Time he says that that's hard work, really, I mean, he doesn't know what hard work is. You know, he never has had to work a day in his life.
Right.
You know, he's had everything handed to him. He's been bailed out of everything. And, you know, he barely has skated through life. And this man is our president. And, it just baffles me as much as it baffles you. You know, maybe even more because, you know, he's responsible for the death of my firstborn.
I hear
because
you.
Because he's just so not there. You know, he just does not care. He doesn't care mm-hmm. about anything. And when I told him to imagine his daughters being killed in the war, I don't think he could do it.
No, I don't think so either.
He didn't have somebody there to draw him a picture and show him how it was going to be.
Let me ask you this, Cindy. Let's take the sacredness of your son, Casey, and the atrocity of his death, and set it over here. Aside from that wound that a mother never ever recovers from, let me ask you, what would be the most disturbing aspect of Bush's war on terror? And again, I would not even attempt to put things in some sort of order with Casey's death included. Casey's death is separate entirely. So for a moment, let's set Casey's death over here and take a look at everything else about Bush's belligerence. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most disturbing aspect of his so-called war on terror? Would it be a permanent Iraq occupation, for example? Would it be the coming draft? Is it setting the rest of the world up for more retaliatory attacks, like what happened in London today? What do you think?
I just think it's the murder of innocent people. You know, there's, like I said, there's people in Iraq who are dying by the dozens every day because of the policies. And, you know, and the rhetoric when he tries to tell us that he's making the world a safer place, or when he's the one that's waging a war of terror.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, he's a terrorist. He and his evil neocon cabal in D.C., they're the ones that are the terrorists, and they're trying to convince us that we should be afraid of one or two men like Zarqawi, who probably doesn't even exist, and Osama bin Laden, who was propped up and armed by, you know, George Bush's father. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing to me that they can convince us. The most disturbing thing is they have some kind of a hold, like those listeners you said, where they can convince them that they're doing this for Jesus, or they're doing it for God, or
it's
they're
awful.
Trying to make the world a safer place. And these people who, you know, have probably grown up good people, lifelong Christians, you know, buy into that rhetoric where they can't even see the hypocrisy of it.
And that leads me to the next question. How is it possible, Cindy? Now, I realize his so-called poll numbers are plunging, but still 45% of the American public supports this killer. Why is it, in your opinion, that so many people, it was in the high 50%, supported this attack on Iraq? How do you explain that?
Well, you know, it's always the politics of fear, Mike. We always have to be afraid of something. You know, when we were growing up, it was communism.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a new ism. It's terrorism. And those two wars are, you know, it's just like having a war on poverty or a war on drugs. You know, those are just wars that keep us frightened and keep the war machine fed
mm-hmm.
and keep these people being rich without actually having an enemy, but keep us afraid. And so I really believe that, you know, after September 11th, you know, many Americans were so afraid that it was going to happen to them that they were willing to follow this madman down the path. And now I know that those people who say they support him and support the war, I know in my heart that most of them really don't. But they don't want to face the fact that they did support him. Because if they face the fact that they supported this invasion of Iraq, they might have to face the fact that their support and their rah-rah amateur flag-waving is responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of innocent people.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Something that is really hard to face. You know, it was really painful for me to realize that my son was killed for that, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's just painful when you have to take a look at yourself. Well, look at Walter Jones from North Carolina. You
hey,
know?
Cindy, let me get you to hold one more
okay.
second. We have to break here. Can you stick around another segment?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, because I want to ask you what you foresee in the immediate future for this country vis-a-vis Bush's policies. And also I want you to finish that thought that you just started. We're talking with Cindy Sheehan. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Locke with the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purist Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes in newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
Stop that! What's that? Don't do that again! How many times do I have to tell you?
Sound familiar? Do your kids drive you crazy? Do they push your buttons and make you mad? Do you raise your voice or even at times threaten and later wish you hadn't? Well, listen carefully, because now there is hope and help. It's in the form of new video presentations by a Johns Hopkins-trained, board-certified child psychiatrist who's helped over 10,000 children and their families. The simple-to-follow 10-step program takes only 20 minutes to view and will teach you how to help your child behave better, much better, right away. Guaranteed or your money back. Check out the website www.tobehave.com. That's www.2behave.com. Don't wait. Act now and make your family's lives easier and better. That's www.2behave.com.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become president.
What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-440-1491. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-440-1491. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-440-1491. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-440-1491.
If you hear the song I sing, you will understand.
It wasn't all that long ago that we started military operations. We've been there, how many days? Are you counting the days since we've been there? Because I'm not.
Did Saddam Hussein have a weapons program?
21 past the hour. We're talking with Cindy Sheehan, Casey's mom. One of the founders of Gold Star Families for Peace, and you know their website, gsfp.org, also afterdowningstreet.org. Cindy, before we go back to conversation, just I'm just getting a flow of emails here regarding what you're saying, and I can't read them all, and some of them are way too long. They're very poignant, very supportive. Here's a couple, though, very quickly. Hey, Cindy, watched you testifying at the Conyers hearing, thanks to Symbolman at Take Back the Media. This is how I spent the entire morning of July 4th. Bless your heart, girl. The whole thing fired us up in this household, made me feel all-American again. Keep up the fight, and we'll see you in September in Washington, D.C. That's from Carolyn in Oklahoma City. And then Kristen emailed this in. I'm listening to Cindy, who lost her son in Iraq. I want to thank her so much for speaking out and saying what desperately needs to be said. My husband is a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps. He came home from Iraq in April after 9 long months. After spending that time without him and worrying that my children would lose their father, I have developed my own opinions of this war. Believe me, they are not in line with the usual opinions of a U.S. Marine. My husband and I discuss it regularly, but don't really agree. He wants to go back to Iraq. People warn me of this. They say that when Marines or any other branch, a serviceman comes home, they miss the adrenaline rush, the high of war. Raising kids and handling an 8-to-5 job just doesn't measure up for these men. Meanwhile, I am losing it, waiting for him to get another call. Currently, 75% of his unit is in Iraq. By the way, we live in Bush Country, Texas. A car is covered with United States Marine Corps bumper stickers. I am very proud of my husband. Lots of Texans say thanks for what my husband did, but no one ever said, I'm sorry your husband had to be a part of this crap. That's how I feel. I'm so sorry that Cindy lost her child. He was a brave and courageous young man, and I know she's proud of him. We are losing lots of wonderful young people for nothing. I hope to God my husband is not one of them. And just letter after email after email coming in here, that I'll try to forward them to you at your email address.
Thank you.
Now, what were you about to say, Cindy?
Well, I was about to say that, you know, look at Walter Jones from North Carolina. He was, like, probably the...
Oh, that was the guy that came up with the Freedom Prize nonsense? Yeah.
Probably the number one supporter of this war. And he finally realized that he was being duped. But he had been duped, and this country was being duped, and the cost was way too high, and it was very painful for him to say, I made a mistake, but let's try and correct it. And now he and Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul and Neil Abercrombie have that exit strategy bill, which I think, of course, doesn't go near far enough to bringing our troops home. But it's a start. You know, people are starting to talk about exit strategies, and like we said before, the maniacs in D.C. have no exit strategy because they don't plan on ever exiting. Mm-hmm. So we really have to be putting pressure on our elected officials and the people of America. You know, we can't bring back the tens of thousands of people who are already gone, but we can work to make the people who are there safe, to bring that woman's husband home, or he's home, but to prevent him from going again.
Right.
You know, we can prevent other deaths, and you know, we're not even, the deaths are just like the tip of the iceberg. There's the kids who are maimed for life because of this. You know, they're missing arms and limbs and their sight, and you know, they're having problems. They're going to be this way forever. You know, it's not a little game that George Bush is playing with his G.I. Joes. These are real people and real lives that he's affecting. I mean, the divorce rate is sky high. It sounds like, you know...
Among service people, right.
Yeah, there's, like, real conflict in that relationship, you know, and it's all caused because he thought he wanted to be a commander-in-chief. You know, he thought that he wanted to have political capital. He thought that he was going to walk in there, and he even told... who was it, Pat Robertson, that he didn't think there would be one casualty. You know, he thought he was going to skate in there and skate out, and, you know, he was going to be everybody's hero.
You know, he also told an official with the Palestinian government that God had told him to attack both Afghanistan and Iraq. Normally, when people say they're getting messages from God regarding war and death and destruction, we medicate them.
Right, exactly. You know, he should be in some institution somewhere, not, you know, over in Scotland running into police.
4 or 5 days after he arrived to fight George Bush's war. She is also the founder of one of the founders of Gold Star Families for Peace, GSFP.org, and AfterDowningStreet.org. We'll continue the conversation right after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Is there fire? Peace train's down in life. Glide on the peace train. Come on, peace train.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Here are two things you could do right now on Geico.com. One, you could see the gecko do the robot. Two, see how much you could save on your car insurance. And when you think about it, it's really a valuable use of your time. I mean, when was the last time you saw a gecko do the robot? Come to think of it, when was the last time your car insurance company actually saved you money? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
Mom, a bug bit me. Can we sing the itchy song?
Okay, I'll get the new lanacane first aid spray.
Now we spray on lanacane. Spray with itch and germs and pain.
New fast-acting lanacane first aid spray with maximum strength itch medicine and antibacterial. Cools instantly, dries fast.
Thanks, Mom.
And for soothing, creamy relief, stop the itch, save your skin with maximum strength lanacane cream. Use as directed.
Knowledge is power. Mastery of vocabulary, reading, grammar, and math are essential to get ahead in today's competitive job market. Any student not using Merit educational software puts themselves at a disadvantage. Merit software is designed to address the core competencies students require to succeed. Merit software provides personal responses to students' questions. Merit software designs its software in-house and integrates customer feedback into every product they create. All Merit software tracks student work in an easy-to-use record management for teachers, tutors, and parents, so you'll be able to accurately track their performance. Parents, we all want the best for our children. We want to give them every advantage we possibly can. Well, don't deny them the chance to raise their academic skills to their absolute pinnacle. Go to meritsoftware.com today and purchase any of the incomparable software programs that will unlock your child's untapped potential. That's MeritSoftware.com to give your child the gift of success. So go to MeritSoftware.com today.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics, too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics, making learning fun.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and I make up songs and stories and plays, and on Sunday nights I have my friends over to play music on Air America Radio. This week my guest is New Yorker magazine's Sasha Frere Jones. So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio. The revolution starts now.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Oh, God. 26 before the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. We're talking with Cindy Sheehan, whose son Casey was killed in Iraq 5 days after he arrived in Baghdad in April of 2004. Cindy is Casey's mom. She is also one of the founders of Gold Star Families for Peace, and is involved with AfterDowningStreet.org. Check out both of those websites, if you will. Cindy, I want to ask you about the future here in just a second. But do you stay in touch with any of Casey's friends, whether they were in the military or not? You know, the guys that were deployed or are home, or do you stay in touch with those young men?
Well, actually, they're all back now. He was in the 1st Cavalry. I haven't heard from, I only heard from one of them who was supposedly driving the vehicle that Casey was in the back of when he was killed. But we heard from several of them while he was in Iraq, and they wanted to, you know, tell us the story of how he died and stuff like that. But, you know, I guess in a battle, everybody has a different view because we've gotten so many different stories about how Casey died, even when he died, where he died. And, you know, one of his buddies said he died in his arms, and a couple medics said, no, he died in the aid station. Uh-huh. You know, so, and actually since they've been back, no, we haven't. We got invited to go to a memorial at Fort Hood for the soldiers, but we got invited by their commanding general. Mm-hmm. And right after 1st Cav got back, the commanding general was on Nightline, and he said that April 4th was a terrible day for the 1st Cavalry. That's the day Casey was killed with seven other soldiers. Mm-hmm. He said that was a real terrible day, and it was a wake-up call for the 1st Cavalry. But when he saw the people voting on January 30th, it all made it worth it.
Oh, my God.
I know, and I was just like, well, I'm glad that you thought it was worth it for my son to die for sham elections.
Yeah.
You know, you were there. Couldn't you see that these elections were even less valid than our elections were?
Yeah, yeah. That must have been another blow to your solar plexus.
Let me
ask you, Cindy, do you What do you think will come out of the hearings conducted by John Conyers that you participated in? And I have to ask you, was the basement room they stuck you all in as tiny as it seemed?
It was really small.
On television, it looked like the size of a walk-in closet.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Republicans did this to you, to the members of Congress, and the other witnesses. I mean, on one hand, of course I can, but
right.
but how ugly the Republicans have gotten. It's just unbelievable. But again, what do you think will come of the Conyers hearings?
Well, we're having some regional gatherings on July 23rd. Just what we want to do, and after DowningStreet.org, is to keep it before the public, because you know the mainstream media won't.
No,
so
they won't.
Grassroots organizations and, you know, progressive media like Air America and Democracy Now!, if we don't keep it in front of the public, it's just going to die. They're going to let it die, and they want it to die. So John Conyers is going over to Great Britain in August. There's some hearings there that I may attend also. But really, seriously, every congressperson, and I know I'm being real naive, but like you said, this has changed me in such a fundamental way when my son died. But they all swear oaths to the Constitution of the United States of America. They don't swear an oath to their party. They don't swear an oath to their president.
Right.
This president deserves no loyalty, you know, in the first place, or any kind of fealty or anything. He doesn't deserve it because
he
lied to the American public and he lied to Congress. So I don't care if they're Republican or I don't care if they're Democrats. Every day that they stall and play partisan politics, our young people are dying. More families are getting that terrible visit that we got on April 4th. More whole families are being wiped out in Iraq. You know, they still don't have electricity. They still don't have water. Our children are still going out in unarmored Humvees. The more these people stall and play games with politics, the longer the bloodshed is going on. And I just want to call them all to just back to what they raised their right hand and put their other hand on the Bible for. It's to the Constitution and the people of America and the people that they represent. And it's their duty to investigate the memo. And if the allegations come true, then it's their duty to introduce articles of impeachment. And then it's the Senate's duty to try him for all the crimes.
That's right. I had a question for you and it just got away from me. It'll come to me in a second. I'm trying to think of that one. What is it that you would expect or wish people to learn from your experience? Let me come back to that, because I think I've recaptured the question in my mind, and that is, what do you believe, having experienced what you've experienced, what do you believe was Bush's real motivation for taking this country into this hideous attack on Iraq?
I believe it really goes back to, his feelings of inadequacy and his, immature spirit. And he really believed that, he would look really strong and macho if he invaded another country.
That's it? I mean,
That's not it. No, that's not the
okay.
whole thing. You know, you got to look and follow the money. Where are the billions of dollars going that get appropriated every year for this war? They certainly are not going to rebuild Iraq. They certainly aren't going to equip and train our children right. You got to follow the money. And in this country, it's always been about that. It's been feeding our children to the industrial war complex, and the people get fabulously wealthy. And like we said before, we always have to be afraid of somebody in this country so we can spend trillions of dollars on defense of a country. How many times can you defend one country? How many bombs can you have? You know, how many weapons of mass destruction? You know, Bush didn't have to go to Iraq to find weapons of mass destruction. He could have found them in his own backyard.
But
now he's gone and killed, you know, like we said, so many people and devastated a country to make people rich. And that's what it's all about, you know. And if I had understood that before my son enlisted, he never would have enlisted, because I never would have raised him to think that this country was worth worth going over and killing some people for, because it's not.
I hear you.
You know, we would all defend it if Iraq rolled down our streets, but to be attacked from one entity on September 11th and go invade a totally separate country that had nothing to do with it. You know, my daughter and I were joking now that, supposedly Al-Qaeda bombed London, maybe we should go and invade Spain.
Yeah.
Something that has no basis in reality. And that's what you have to do. You have to follow the money. You have to follow the billions of dollars missing from Iraq. You know, L. Paul Bremer slunk out with $8.8 billion missing. They don't have to account for it.
Right, and God knows how much Halliburton has sucked off.
Oh, raped. It's raped and pillaged our country.
In the 2 minutes that we have left here, I want to ask you, Cindy, and you can get as personal with this as you want, what do you want other Americans and people in the U.K., since we are the two leading aggressors in this war, what do you want them to learn from your experience?
I just don't think that you can bring peace to a world by killing people, and war is never the answer, and I just really think that people should wake up, like I said, and put pressure on our leaders to get out of there before it's too late for their babies, for their unborn babies, because this is just too terrible for any family to have to bear what we're bearing.
What do you see as what's going to happen with our country, whether it's here at home or in other countries, in the immediate future, given the fact that Bush, unless he's removed from office, Bush is in power for another 3.5 years? What do you see as an immediate outcome of the continuation of this presidency?
I think that he's going to continue to spread the cancer of imperialism in the Middle East. You know, it's Syria, it's Iran, and it's eternal war. If we don't stop him, that's what it's going to be, and it's going to spread throughout the whole world. And he needs to be stopped, and we need to do it through our political process.
Yeah, hopefully we can do it through the political process. Cindy, thank you so much for spending some time with us and talking with us.
It was an honor, Mike. Of all the interviews I've done this year, yours is the one that gives me most honor, and it was a pleasure for me to be here.
Well, thank you, and please stay in touch, especially if you do go to testify in the U.K., we'd like to hear from you when you come back, so stay in touch, and my deepest respect to you the memory of Casey and the rest of your family, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, you do take care now.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil. With extra cleaning agents and 50%, it maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Planet Check. The Green Radio Minute.
The future of food is up for grabs. On the one side, there's industrial, corporate, multinational agriculture with patented seeds that are genetically engineered to be sprayed with a proprietary chemical.
That's filmmaker Deborah Coons Garcia talking about her new documentary, The Future of Food.
On the other side, there's small farms growing healthy food. So the problem with the genetically modified seeds now is that they do contaminate. You know, they can't cross with non-genetically modified plants. Because they're patented, the company that owns the patent, Monsanto, for example, would own the new plant.
Learn more about the seeds of destruction at thefutureoffood.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Are you tired of mortgage, car, and credit card payments? What if I told you that you could eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, in 9 years or less? You probably wouldn't believe me, and I wouldn't have believed it either, until I met financial advisor Howard Ruff, author of The Truth, What Debt Reduction Companies Don't Want You to Know. He recommends No More Mortgage as the ideal solution for elimination of your debts. They took my 30-year mortgage, my car loans, my IRS debt, and my credit card bills and consolidated them into a custom plan just for me. I'll be completely out of debt in under 8 years, and it didn't cost me one penny more than what I was already paying. This is the real deal. Call them now.
800-401-9418. No More Mortgage is not a debt consolidation company. They eliminate debt. If you're a homeowner and have $10,000 or more in non-mortgage debt, call now. 800-401-9418. 800-401-9418.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Just a program note here. We'll be off tomorrow night, and next week, Kathy and I and the kid are going to take some time and go check out this hurricane. So... tomorrow night and all next week, I think Air America Radio Network will be running best of programs. All right? Sorry about that, but that's what Air America does. Thanks to Cindy Sheehan for taking the time to talk with us. We're going to take some phone calls now for the rest of the program. Pamela is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Pamela, welcome to the program.
Good night, Mike. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I was just listening to the program, and I first of all, I have to say my heart goes out to that lady, and she was so articulate, and she's so smart, and she just seems to know exactly what she's going to do, and my best wishes are with her.
I hear you.
Also, I have to tell you, thank God for you, for your program, and for Sam today, because you know, the rage, you know, everything else. I was just hearing all this calm and this, the terrorists are wicked and they're evil and nobody is looking at the reason
why
this happened. Nobody, you know, this morning the terrorist said this is in retaliation for what is happening in Iraq. And yet no one is addressing that. Everybody is, you know, I was on the internet and everybody is saying, we see that now we can't trust them. What happened to we are taking the war there so they don't come here? What happened to those? What happened to those sentiments?
Well, that as you know, Pamela, that's just jive nonsense from this killer that sits in the White House, and probably from Tony Blair. Although I don't think Tony Blair has made that statement because England and especially London has dealt with terror attacks. That's how they label it: terror attacks from the Irish Republican Army.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for a number of years, and. The citizens of London respond differently because, like the citizens of Tel Aviv or the citizens of Ramallah or the citizens of any city that has been attacked.
Exactly.
And they respond differently. But as far as Bush's statements about, you know, we're fighting them there so we don't have to fight them here, George Bush is insane. He is a sick man who should be removed from office.
I don't think he has any empathy for anyone else.
No, I agree with you there, but I truly am beginning to believe it's not a rhetorical excess on my part any longer. I now believe that George Bush is truly insane, immeasurably, clinically. You heard what Cindy said about meeting him.
Exactly.
And
how was that?
I don't know.
I think I'd have walked out, you know. But my thing that I, you know, what I wanted to say to you is that this man has started this war. The thought I wanted to make before I go there was that on Tuesday I was reading the newspapers and apparently a reporter asked him if he felt he owed Tony Blair any favors, and he said no.
Yes, I read that, yeah.
He said no, he doesn't owe him, and he was so matter-of-fact and so cold about it, is that Tony Blair did what he had to do. It's like he doesn't give a damn now. He
well,
has
Tony,
gotten what he wanted.
Tony Blair is you know, he's a much smarter man than Bush, but he must be a total jackass, a total idiot.
I think he's regretting it.
Well, for aligning himself with this insane man in the White House, and now his this is the worst terror attack, I believe,
in London
on London
since
World War II.
Yeah,
and it's a direct result of Tony Blair knowing before he ever committed troops. The Downing Street memos prove that Tony Blair knew. It was concocted. It was lies.
Exactly.
The whole thing was a farce. So Tony Blair has as much blood on his hands as a result of what happened today as George W. Bush. Because Blair could have said one white man to another, one English-speaking white capitalist to another, no, I don't think we're going to go there with you, George.
Exactly.
It's your war. And he didn't, Pamela.
But I think he thought he would have more of a stake in the rebuilding of Iraq, and it's not turning out that way. Because all the contracts are going to Halliburton, and the British are not getting anything.
But if Tony Blair was willing to take his country to war on the hope of getting oil contracts or rebuilding contracts, then damn him to hell.
That's what I think.
Damn him to hell.
And he didn't get, and from what I understand, you know.
So you're saying he didn't even
get the contract.
He didn't even get that crumb off of Bush's
exactly.
table.
Yeah. But I just want to ask you a question. I'm going to hang up. What do you think this effect, this attack is going to have on people's sentiments towards Tony Blair and to Bush? What do you think that?
Well, I think the people of the UK who are not supporters of this war to begin with, I think there's going to be a reaction. However, when you are attacked at home. Whether your home is England or the United States or Iraq, when you are attacked at home, there is a tendency to say, ah, the evil sons of bitches who attacked us, let's go kill them back. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a reptilian brain reaction. So I don't know. I couldn't even begin to speak for the British people. I will have to wait and see what their reaction is going to be. Pamela, thanks.
But just one more thing I just want
quickly,
to say.
Quickly, yes.
If you remember when in the just when they were having all these anti-war demonstrations in England.
Yes.
The reason England, the people said they didn't want to go to war was because they didn't want terrorist attacks in
and
London.
Guess what has happened.
They might have a very bad reaction.
I hear you. Pamela, I'm sorry. I have to leave it right there. We are just flat out of time. Thank you, Pamela. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. America is a nation of workaholics. As the latest issue of Mother Jones Magazine reports, we have a hard time even leaving the office. Last year, Americans forfeited an average of 3 vacation days each. That adds up to 415 million unused vacation days nationwide. Even if we do take a holiday, 30% of us do office work while on vacation. Only 20% of Americans have passports, compared to 75% of British citizens. One study even found that some Americans develop a flu-like leisure sickness on weekends and holidays because they have such a hard time taking a vacation. So, what can we do? Well, we can thank the labor movement for the vacation time that we do have. And we can all try to relax a little bit this summer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For birthdays, holidays, or any occasion, give the perfect memorable gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333, or visit us at starregistry.com, the Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list and send a beautiful personalized gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-993-1128, 1-800-993-1128, that's 1-800-993-1128.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Witnesses to the deadly bomb attacks in London say the scene was horrible. 3 explosions caused deaths on underground trains, and a 4th blast ripped the top off a double-decker bus in the heart of the city. More than 3 dozen people have been killed and hundreds more injured. A security guard who was near the bus said body parts covered the ground after the blast. The British government is blaming Islamic radicals for the string of terror bombings. Suzanne Chislett reports.
Tony Blair returned to London from the G8 summit to meet with his senior government ministers and emergency chiefs who'd been dealing with the aftermath of the explosions. He's pledged the terrorists responsible will not have a lasting impact on Britain, nor derail his G8 plans or the London 2012 Olympics.
When they try to intimidate us, we will not be intimidated. When they seek to change our country or our way of life by these methods, we will not be changed.
On the ground in London, the police investigation work continues at the sites of the 4 explosions. Roads are slowly reopening in the centre of the city, and some bus services have now resumed after earlier being suspended for security checks. The London Underground is expected to reopen, at least in part, on Friday. Suzanne Chislett, London.
And the country's Foreign Minister Jack Straw says the explosions, which also injured around 700 people, bear all the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda. Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin has joined other G8 countries in condemning the bombings on London's mass transit system. Martin says the terrorists show they don't have any compassion.
With this barbaric attack, we are reminded there are those to whom life means nothing. Their goal is chaos and disorder, the hindering of liberty. Their method is terror.
Martin said the G8 nations will stand against the terror attacks together and will win the war on terrorism. In the wake of the transit attacks, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security announced the terror level has been raised to high for buses, trains, and subways across the USA. Security has been ramped up in many cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Hurricane Dennis is at the doorstep of becoming a monstrous Category 4 storm. The storm is dumping heavy rain on Jamaica, Hispaniola, and Cuba. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Eric Blake outlines where Hurricane Dennis is expected to go in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Depending on how much interaction there is with Cuba, we expect it to start re-intensifying. It could weaken back to about a Category 2 or so after interaction with Cuba, and then go back to a Category 3 before eventually making landfall about that intensity. Right now we're really starting to focus on the panhandle of Florida.
And forecasters say Dennis could swipe the Florida Keys by Saturday. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. I mean, this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, this is Sam Cedar. Usually I only cross-dress on the weekends, but this week I've been filling the metaphorically large but otherwise cute shoes of Randy Rhodes on the Randy Rhodes Show. But alas, the goddess of radio returns this upcoming Tuesday, and else she wants her heels back. Granted, I'll be glad to get out of this dress, but I'm not gonna lie, I think I'll miss the earrings. So get out your hot pink lipstick and use it to write this on your calendar. Randy's back live this Tuesday on Air America Radio.
Over love.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's go right to your phone calls. Marianne is calling from Illinois. Is this our Aurora Bureau Chief?
Yeah, it sure is, Mike.
Oh, hey, Marianne.
I've been listening to you on the speakerphone. I almost forgot that it wasn't the radio. you know, I had wanted to call you because I was just going insane early this morning. Last night I had been talking with some friends. We had been talking about the Plame case and the Downing Street memos, et cetera. And I said, you know, it's about time for a terrorist attack. I said it several times before, right?
Yeah, isn't it awful that we think that way?
I wake up early this morning after 2 hours of sleep, and that's the first thing I hear over NPR.
Yeah.
I call my sister, and she had heard it too, and she says, well, you know, just another normal morning in Baghdad, was her response. And I said, yeah, but you know, it was odd because I was online, and I had been getting a bunch of, I just read the Yahoo stream from the APS and Reuters
right. And
things like that, and there were these articles coming up about Netanyahu being informed, how the British informed the Israeli embassy of something happening, then that was incorrect, the Israelis had informed the British,
mm-hmm.
but that wasn't correct. I mean, the story kept changing, it's like, oh. Somebody
somebody sent me a link to Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, and it was in Haaretz this very same story, that Netanyahu apparently was in London for an economic meeting.
Yeah.
And was staying not far from where one of the explosions occurred, and had gotten a warning from some source to stay in his hotel or whatever, and Haaretz said, they said, no, that story's not true then. So, you know, who knows?
Well, you know, and then the other kicker was later on reading that none other than Rudy Giuliani was right there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was kind of creepy.
God, it sounds like it sounds so much like a CIA operation.
It sounds like a script.
I know.
I mean, it sounds like a Hollywood script, not a great one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I know what you were saying, because it's, you know, we're so beat up. I was listening to your guest, Cindy Sheehan, and it was, you know, she said something that just resonated with me. She says, they wear you out. These people wear you out. And I remember years ago, before 9/11, I was talking to you, we were discussing on your other show about how, you know, this isn't a matter for Democrats to just address this issue and that issue. The Bush administration came in illegally, and they just didn't miss a beat. It was an all-out assault on labor laws, the environment, on energy policy, tax policy, you know, and this was all before 9/11.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The Democrats are making the same mistake. I mean, this evening I was listening to Rahm Emanuel just say, we're standing behind our president.
Oh, Jesus. Why do they do this?
I don't know. I don't know why they do it. Even the best of them, Durbin, why does he so abjectly apologize for telling the truth? I mean, they've been traumatized, too. I don't know.
But these are reasonable, rational, intelligent people. What was Rahm Emanuel's job in the Clinton administration? I forget now. But these are rational human beings. How can they make these kinds of statements standing behind a man who is perpetrating this kind of terror?
Because they haven't been used to a fight in a long time.
Oh, my God.
I like Clinton, and probably a lot more than you did, but there was one problem with the Clinton administration, among others.
They wouldn't fight.
It was a one-man show. The Democratic Party did just basically cease to operate since Clinton seemed to be handling, you know, walking a tightrope, juggling on a...
But, Marianne, that was then. This is now. This son of a bitch is taking this country into this horror of never-ending war. Do you see an end to this? Do you see any way for this to stop now that it's begun?
Well,
they have stuck a knife into the rib cage of a beast, and all they've done is wound it, and it's going to rage around, destroying and bombing and killing, and we're going to rage and destroy and bomb and kill to what end? Jesus, Marianne, tell me, when's it going to end? How's it going to end?
When enough of the adults on the planet, you know, have really been affected enough to do something, and when I'm saying that, I'm talking about all these privileged people in the Senate.
Well, you're talking about another. You're talking about a world war.
Well, you know.
You're talking about conscription. You're talking about mega death. And these
well,
sons
let's
of
tell you the truth.
Marianne, they're going to use tactical nukes. You know it's coming. You know as we sit here, you're a physicist. You're
that's
a doctor,
right.
Marianne. You know this stuff. They are going to use nukes. You know it, don't you?
You know that we've been 50 years on this planet with crazy people running, you know, the governments.
But like this, where they are instructed by God, both sides, religious fanatics?
Not all sides religious fanatics. I mean, Tony Blair, he's playing some kind of game that I have not been.
But the Islamists and the Islamists on one side, the Dominionists on the other side, and this moron, this insane man in the middle, the tactical nukes, the, you know, the small yield nuclear weapons. Jesus, I don't know what to think.
Well, yeah, it's always. You know, we've. Of course,
you know, Rumsfeld, Marianne. You know this because you work in this business. You know that Rumsfeld is frothing at the mouth to release these nukes, and you know that if Bush has a toy, he's going to use it.
Yeah, we went through this back when I was in college during the Reagan administration. There was a lot more about to this tactical nuclear theater stuff among Reagan than people really appreciated. We didn't have Al Gore's internet back then. You had to dig a little to find this information out.
Right.
And now we, you know, now we
now
know.
You can access it. Yeah, now you can access it with a few keystrokes.
And
you know,
it's the same people. But, you know, again, you know, I've spent my childhood reading Noam Chomsky and, you know, realizing what most people didn't, just how close we came several times in the past.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes you have to just go, if the whole world is totally insane, if all the adults are just really, it's like a teenager going into a library and starting to stab people, if there's not one person, adult, that stands up and stops it, then we let the amoebas evolve, you know,
yeah.
from ground zero. But I think that, you said the draft, yeah, conscription. I happen to be someone who's for universal conscription.
Oh, me too. Absolutely.
Because this nonsense would
Because
not
then
happen.
You can put millions of the people in the street saying no.
That's right. And, you know, millions of people were out on the streets even before saying no.
But now that we see that the whole thing was a sham and a hoax and a myth and built on lies, you know what happened? You remember? Well, maybe you don't, but in Vietnam, it took 4 years of that war before the first major peace demonstration occurred. Four years of it.
I remember as a little kid watching it on TV. It was just always there, kind of like the Beatles. You know, but yeah, listen, Mike, we're in a crazy faith space, and our constitution, our government kind of allows us to be here, and the ability of this experiment to, you know, carry on is basically with us. There are people fighting. The House Democrats are fighting. My God, John Conyers, does that guy ever sleep? He is on top of
Do you know what upsets me? And I have to say this, that I on the one hand, I respect it. On the other hand, it upsets me. Dennis Kucinich is about the only white guy. It's the black caucus in the House that is fighting, for the most part, tooth and nail to bring this insanity, if not to an end, at least to the attention of the American public.
Well, these are the people that, you know, even very educated people have been exposed to what it's like to be effectively an occupied population. There's not
there
one single black person in this country that hasn't directly or indirectly felt that they were not quite entitled. I mean,
there you go.
I have not had that experience. They
right.
know. Even as many degrees and as rich as they are, some people run away. Like some people never look back, like our Secretary of State.
Right.
But other people decide to just, you know, take on the fight.
That's right. Marianne, I got to leave it there. Thank you. Please call call a little bit more frequently, will you?
I certainly will, Mike.
All right. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
When we're pushing up daisies, we all look the same. In the name of the Father, maybe, but not in my name. On this Jacob's Ladder.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello, my name's Smokey, and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro? Really? Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. See, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
TNT Tonight. From executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first wagon west to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California gold rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it tonight at 8, 7 Central. Only on TNT.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
I knew that the farther we got away from September the 11th, the more likely it would be that I would continue to have to convince people we live in a dangerous world, and we do.
Nothing like having a few friends over for a cocktail or two.
Sick bastard. A couple more emails here I want to share with you from... I came in today, subsequent to the attack in London. This is from Tom in Minnesota. Mike, one man's terrorist and another man's freedom fighter. History proves it. Britain negotiated with the IRA, and terrorist attacks from the IRA did stop. Israel and the U.S. did negotiate with the PLO, and the attacks did stop from that organization. We need to negotiate with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Al-Qaeda, like Al-Qaeda-like groups in the Middle East, and then these attacks will subside. Not negotiating with terrorists leads to more terrorism, as the Bush policy proves. U.S. out of Iraq. Iraq has stirred up a hornet's nest of terrorists. From Susan. Hello, Mike. Obviously, support for Bush and his invasion of Iraq caused the terrorist attack on Madrid and now London. Other European countries that sent troops to Iraq, notably Denmark and Italy, have been threatened. But France and Germany have been left alone. Had France supported Bush, this latest attack would have occurred in Paris, not London, which happens to be my hometown. In other words, any nation that supports Bush is vulnerable to attack. I am so angry, and so are the British people. No sooner does the IRA quit its tactics than the Islamic extremists step in, targeting the underground, just like the Irish. According to my relatives in London, Bush is about as popular as Adolf was in World War II. The only good part is that this incident will probably put the last nail in Blair's political coffin. Let me mention how much I hate these people. It's from Susan. I might argue with a little bit, though, about the Irish. This is from Dan. Mike, it seems pretty obvious to me that the Nazis running this country murdered 40 innocent Londoners to keep the media's eyes off Karl Rove's treasonous activity. The act is nearly perfect in its synergy for protecting the trash in the White House. First, it draws attention from the Rove deal as well as the Downing Street memos. Second, it gives the Nazi media more red meat to chew on and vomit back into the American idiots at American idiot's large face. Third, it helps to consolidate deeply shaky British support for the war. Quotes around the word support. I truly think that the Bush crime family would never let Bush's friend Rove go down. They would gladly murder a million Brits to save their own skin, not out of any kind of loyalty to Rove, but out of fear that the little pig might talk. And besides, like J. Edgar Hoover and Roy Cohn before him, the evil little scumbag Rove has much to hide from his pals. That's from Dan. George Galloway, the former Labour Party and now Respect Party Member of Parliament, you remember Galloway, created quite a stir when he stood up to Norm Coleman during the hearings. Here's what he said. This is from Daily Coast. He said, "We argued, as did the security services in this country, that the attacks on Afghanistan and Iraq would increase the threat of terrorist attacks in Britain. Tragically, Londoners have now paid the price of the government ignoring such warnings." He went on to say, Galloway did, "We extend our condolences to those who have lost their lives today and our heartfelt sympathy to all those who have been injured by the bombs in London. No one can condone acts of violence aimed at working people going about their daily lives. They have not been a party to, nor are they responsible for, the decisions of their government. They are entirely innocent, and we condemn those who have killed or injured them. The loss of innocent lives, whether in this country or Iraq, is precisely the result of a world that has become a less safe and peaceful place in recent years. We have worked without rest to remove the causes of such violence from our world. We argued, as did the security services in this country, that the attacks on Afghanistan and Iraq would increase the threat of terrorist attack in Britain. We urged the government to remove people in this country from harm's way, as the Spanish government acted to remove its people from harm by ending the occupation of Iraq and by turning its full attention to the development of a real solution to the wider conflicts in the Middle East. Only then will the innocents here and abroad be able to enjoy life free of the threat of needless violence." Why is it people like Galloway and you and me that we understand that violence begets violence? That there is no way ever, ever, ever to stop acts of terror or acts of rebellion or acts of insurgency, however you want to put it, until such time as the people who are committing these acts are at least listened to? Now, is that appeasement? No, it is not. It is sitting down and saying, all right, we're not going to be able to kill every one of you. There happens to be a billion Muslims on this planet. There happens to be a billion Christians. So what's the deal, truth seekers? Huh? Is this a fight where every single one is going to die? Is Bush going to drag out his nukes? Is he going to hire Israel to drop a couple down the smokestacks in Iran? War is not the answer.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
The Al Franken Show.
What is going on in the minds of these terrorists who attacked London? This is the kind of thing that reminds you a little bit of post 9/11, of the fear that you feel, and how that fear tends to let people cede authority to the administration. And I think that's gotten us in a lot of trouble.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanford. The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
Jesus. Listen, I've been asked to announce this, and I think it's fair. I will do it. There's a lot of blog sites out there that we use on this program now. Thank God for these blog sites. Bradblog.com is one of the relatively new ones, and a really excellent one. You know, Daily Coast is another one. There's just a whole bunch. But Bradblog, I want you to go to Bradblog, Bradblog, Bradblog.com. Brad Friedman, who runs that site, is having kind of a fundraiser, but he's doing it in a unique way. He's going to have a bunch of people there writing and be available live online to respond directly to reader questions and comments. He's going to have, this starts at 6 p.m. No, I'm sorry. It starts tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 3 p.m., which would be 6 o'clock in the evening Eastern Time. Just go, bradblog.com. David Cobb is going to be there. He's the Green Party presidential candidate, recent. The award-winning journalist and Tribune Media Services editor Robert Kohler will be there. Clint Curtis, the guy, the whistleblower for the Tom Feeney Yang Enterprises vote rigging scandal in Florida, he's going to be there. Our good friend Bob Petrakis is going to be there. A whole bunch of folks. So go to it. Go do it. All right? Bradblog.com. And like I said, the mainstream media is trash. It's nothing but a cesspool of garbage. The only way that we're going to keep in touch are these internet sites. The only way we're going to get the truth. Sure, of course there's garbage on the internet. But you know how to separate the garbage. You know, freerepublic.com is another toilet. But you know where the good sites are. And you learn through the process of elimination. So The bloggers are the ones we're going to have to turn to for the truth. And whether it's Indy Media or Daily Coast or Brad Bob, I can't go down the list. There are just literally scores of them now that are they've got to be supported. They've got to be supported. If nothing else, just with you showing up. Okay? Okay. A couple more emails and back to your calls here. This is from Charles, who is our Southern Fairfield County Bureau Chief. He says, Mike, I'll never get on tonight, but as Tony Blair made the statement that they will find who was responsible and prosecute them to the fullest for the bombing today, I screamed at the TV screen, look behind you, Blair, to your right. Bush not be the lead terrorist, but he is their chief puppet. And he is a success. Everything that he meant to do, the destruction of the U.S. economy, bringing about a Pearl Harbor at the bargain price of $37 million, the removal of the Constitution, it's all intentional. And why would we attack Great Britain? Charles writes, one, Parliament released the Downing Street Minutes. Two, Great Britain constantly insisting that global warming is now scientifically proven. Three, 18 months from now, Great Britain is planning on being out of Iraq. If you would kill your own people just so you can be a war president, why not kill other people in another country? Waiting for the brown shirts, Charles, Southern Fairfield County Bureau Chief. All right. The emails that I got today are across the spectrum in terms of the sentiments expressed. You know what I'm saying? And as I said, my first impression when I started hearing this story today is that Bush and the Bush crime family are behind it. Ted emails in, Mike, I've listened to Bush and Blair speak today about the barbarism of the attacks against innocents. Although these statements against the perpetrators of these horrific bombings are completely true, I can't help but think that Bush and Blair are also talking about themselves as well. Everything they've said can be applied to their actions in the last few years. The sad thing is, I doubt they realize this while they're giving these speeches. Yeah. This is from Bill in Palo Alto, California. Mike, I'm an avid listener of your show and of Air America. I'm here listening to that ex-Republican Ed Schultz, but these irrational callers on his program go insane yet again over these attacks in Britain. We need to be loud and clear. These attacks are blowback. This is what happens when you attack an unarmed nation. This is what happens when you are an unjust superpower. This is what happens when 100,000 innocent civilians, men, women, children, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, are incinerated by the most destructive weapons ever manufactured by human ingenuity. Let us pity and be compassionate when we reflect on the loss of life in Britain today, but let us not slide into irrational, jingoistic, nationalistic, fascist thought and rhetoric. Britain was attacked because they are part of an unjust war. This happens every day in Iraq. Where is the global outrage over these unjustified murders? The fact of the matter is that Britain was attacked, and that is awful. But Britain was attacked because it has allied itself with America in an unjust war which has killed thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of civilians. More death will come. That is the nature of wars of conquest. More terrorist attacks will come. That is the nature of this conflict. Terrorism breeds in regions where terror is inflicted on innocent populations. We are that terror, inflicting terror on innocent populations. You can already smell the noxious fumes preceding the next blowback against the United States. And Bush and his criminal ilk will be safe and protected, ready to politicize and manipulate the mindless herd. Let us embrace rationality and speak honestly about these attacks so that we can understand their origin and so that we don't respond like a mindless cow swatting at flies with its tail. Well, you know that's not going to happen, Bill. Kathy was telling me that today on the local fascist radio stations, the talk radio stations here in Atlanta, and every single radio station in Atlanta that does talk radio, with the exception of WWAA that carries Air America programming, every other station in this country, in this city that does talk radio, is beyond fascist. What's beyond fascist? murderous totalitarianism. I don't know. But Kathy said that the sentiment on some of these talk radio programs today, I'm sure this is true across the country, just like our emailer said, Ed Schultz was allowing these vocal Nazis full-throated rage today. The attitude is, kill them! Kill them! Blow them up! Kill them! Kill more! Kill them! Kill them! Kill them! Oh, yeah. That's going to work. It's worked so well so far. You evil, wicked bastards, all of you people who promote the continuation of this kind of murder, this kind of genocidal murder against people who have done what? Ah, you dirty warmongering bastards, what if they came and blew off your baby's arms? Ah, yes, sons of bitches. I don't care if your name is Ed Schultz. I don't care if your name is Neil Bortz. I don't care if it's Rush Limbaugh. I don't care if it's Sean Hannity. Any of you pigs, O'Reilly, all of you, damn you, damn you, damn you, damn you. Ah, you filthy pigs. And you have the absolute audacity to blame liberals, to blame progressive people, people who want peace, people who want to understand what it is that is causing this and end it. No! Kill them! Bomb them! Nuke them! Burn them! Shred them! Gas them! Mist them! Kill their children, kill their spouses, blow up their houses, their cities, their villages, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them. And I listen to these pig talk show hosts, pig talk show hosts allowing this kind of pornography to go on every single day, trying to whip Americans into a frenzy of murderous lust to keep this going. You dirty bastards, you traitors, you un-American thugs, damn you, damn you, damn you for doing this. Sean Hannity, burn in hell. Rush Limbaugh, burn in hell. The hell you've created that you people keep promoting. Judith Miller, you liar, you lying, filthy reporter. But these pig talk show hosts, it just doesn't stop. On and on. Kill them! Kill them! Burn them! Bomb them! Blow them up! Turn their countries into glass! This is sick. This is so sick. And I don't care if you want to hear this or they want to hear this, or even if I want to hear it inside the echo chamber inside my own head. But here it is. The United States of America, for a certain number of years, has been the major terrorist operation in the history of the human race. This is Blowback, Truth Seeker.
Buried in the sand, mass murdered in containers. The fact is, in Afghanistan, more died than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money, Enron, the American Empire!
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief.
It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-440-1491. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-440-1491. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-440-1491. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-440-1491.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now, 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Your host for a Pence, Friends future, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew. Again tonight, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, Zach Marsh, and David Fizikas in New York City. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben in Elgin, Illinois, who runs WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com, our webmaster. And Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And again, we'll be on some time off tomorrow and all next week. And the network will be playing best of programs. I'll be back live Monday the 18th. And so will Kathy. This is from Maggie in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hi, Mike and Kathy. Love the show. Didn't get to hear the beginning tonight, so don't know if you've mentioned it, but the Patriot Act gets voted on next week, doesn't it? Gee, guess all we needed was some more of that fear to help them get the votes. Yeah. This is from Cynthia. Mike, my heart and prayers are with the British tonight. My thoughts on the day's events. The Downing Street memo, bombs in London, and Bush's need to turn the G8 talks away from global warming and refocus on terrorism. Coincidence? I think not. This stinks of yet another dirty Bush secret. I'm not a gambler, but I'm betting dollars to donuts this attack was choreographed by the Bush regime. My solution for terrorism is relatively straightforward and simple. Let's remove from power the terrorists that reside in the Oval Office. The biggest threat to our nation and the world is the persona of George W. Bush. Please direct your listeners to impeachbush.org. I just, you know, don't know what to say. Let's go to Jacob, who's calling from New Hampshire. Jacob, welcome to the program. I'm sorry you had to hold on so long tonight.
It's great to talk to you again, Mike. And the woman who called early, the first in the hour about the I'm not great at pronouncing foreign names, unfortunately. Benjamin Netanyahu? Yes. Thank
right.
you. I heard on the Lynn Samuel show on Sirius Left a little before 2 p.m. I thought the same thing as you. It seemed like, you know, first they put everyone on the, you know, the Sunday morning shows. Then they had that big, you know, speech at Fort Bragg, and still the polls didn't change. So I kind of kept, you know, waking up, and whenever I was up, I kept switching to CNN, you know, just because I kind of expected either this or major orange or red alert or something,
right.
you know, to get the fear. And anyway, you know, I heard the same thing that although official report said there was no warning, apparently Scotland Yard called Netanyahu.
Now, we don't know if that's true or not. That story was out there by United Press International. I don't know who else picked it up. I don't know if any reputable news service picked it up. We have to keep in mind that UPI is owned by the same group that owns the Washington Times, and that's the Reverend Sun Myung Moon. So that's the reason Helen Thomas resigned from UPI after working for them for more than half her life. So I don't know about those reports. I saw them, but you have to consider the source. Sometimes UPI gets it right. Sometimes it's nothing more than a propaganda vehicle for the Reverend Moon.
That could be. It seemed awfully suspicious to me.
Well, I know, and yes, it does. And I would tend to believe this one. I would tend to believe that the U.S. operatives working for the Bush crime family did get in touch with Netanyahu and say, look, we've got an operation going down. Stay in your hotel room.
Finally, I was reading the terror timeline by Thompson, and I found something funny that I thought was funny about Bush. I've only heard you for about the last 10 months or so. So you may have, you may have already heard this, but apparently he said many times that he saw the first plane crash into.
Yes, we've talked about that several times, right.
Well, thank you so much for a great show, and have a good evening.
Okay, thanks for checking in, Jacob. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Diane is calling from Boulder. Hi, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Hey. First off, we are using tactical nuclear weapons. Just the big brains at the Pentagon has separated the big booms, as in the bombs that are so huge they can suck up air, and the nuclear fallout through DU.
Okay, that's true. You're right. You're right. We have just separated one from the other, and the effect is damn near the same.
Yeah, and I think the one point that no one has mentioned yet is how Al-Qaeda has an interest in not seeing the G8 summit succeed. Not because they want to put America or any of the Western powers down, but that they depend on Africa to keep the dissension that they have. to have the splits between tribes, especially among Islamic and non-Islamic tribes, being able to recruit from there because their air is getting bad, their food is in famine again.
Well, it's an interesting point. You're the only one who's raised that point that I'm aware of, not just callers of this program, but I mean anywhere. That's an interesting point.
It's
Diane, I hate to do this to you, but we are just like 10 seconds away from having to bail out. Just take care, and we'll talk another time, okay?
Sure. He does know how to mourn.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, Diane. I got to leave it there. I appreciate your call. Sorry. Sorry, everybody! All you folks that I left on hold for so damn long, I do apologize. We will see you Monday, the 18th of July. Do take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute.
America is a nation of workaholics. As the latest issue of Mother Jones Magazine reports, we have a hard time even leaving the office. Last year, Americans forfeited an average of 3 vacation days each. That adds up to 415 million unused vacation days nationwide. Even if we do take a holiday, 30% of us do office work while on vacation. Only 20% of Americans have passports, compared to 75% of British citizens. One study even found that some Americans develop a flu-like leisure sickness on weekends and holidays because they have such a hard time taking a vacation. So, what can we do? Well, we can thank the labor movement for the vacation time that we do have. And we can all try to relax a little bit this summer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely...